The subject of MPs' travel expenses is in the spotlight after Czech Radio reported that a group of legislators visited an exotic tourist destination while on a taxpayer-funded trip to Peru. The politicians say they themselves purchased tickets to enter Machu Picchu. However, their hotels and flights were covered by the Chamber of Deputies. Ian Willoughby looked into the story.
Pane prezidente, můžete prosím říct, co tady děláte?
In this video recorded last Friday at Machu Picchu in Peru, Czech radio journalist Jana Kropa tries, with little success, to interview Miloslav Kala, the president of the Supreme Audit Office. The top official was visiting the ruins of the ancient Inca city with five MPs from the Chamber of Deputies Audit Committee, which makes sure the state's money is correctly spent. The group were based in the nearby tourist town of Chusco for 3 days out of a work trip that involved the same number of days in the capital, Lima. Mr. Kala said the group had themselves purchased tickets to the site. However, the Chamber of Deputies, and by extension taxpayers, covered their hotels, flights, interpreters and per diems. Committee member Roman Kubicek of ANO offered Czech radio's journalists this explanation as to why they had visited Chusco.
Protože jsme dostali informaci.
We received information about the resolution of regional problems with waste. We established regional cooperation and came here within the framework of the offers we received. You can verify with the Czech ambassador that the offers concerned energy, water and environmentally friendly destruction of waste.
Vody, ekologické likvidace odpadů a dalších nabídek.
The politician's trip to Peru, which cost an estimated 750,000 crowns, has put the issue of such travel in the spotlight, raising questions over whether elected officials are squandering public money. Top 09 politician Miroslav Kolosek said he believed 80% of such travel actually involved excursions. Analyst Tomáš Pojar said there was no way that a visit by the Audit Committee to Peru, or indeed anywhere outside Europe, could make sense. Mr. Pojar also referred to his own experience when he served as Czech ambassador to Israel.
If members of a committee visit Israel's Knesset, it's absolutely logical that they would also visit the old city of Jerusalem or Bethlehem, which is just 10 kilometers away. It's something else if it's a question of 3 days, plane travel and staying in hotels, when the costs for the taxpayer are high. In that case, it should be voluntary and everybody should pay for the holiday part themselves. Mělo být na dobrovolnosti a na tom, že si každý na tuto
dovolenkovou část cesty přispěje. Novinky.cz reported that Czech MPs will this year travel to such destinations as Mexico, China, Vietnam, Morocco and Jordan. The Chamber of Deputies has an annual travel budget of 30 million crowns, while the Czech Senate has 13 million crowns for that purpose.